the What Really Happened radio show. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show. It's Tuesday, July 24th, 2012. Here, getting into the week. Very, very busy news day. Unhappy times on Wall Street. Actually, all stock markets around the world took clubbing. In the case of Hang Seng, quite literally, they're under a major typhoon over there. And their stock market was actually closed for half the day, but it finally cranked up at the end of the day. Maybe they should have kept it shut because it took a lot. It's all, people are beginning to realize it's all coming apart. And they're starting to sell off in dribs and drabs, and we're just days away from another panic sell-off here, despite all the game playing and rigging by the plunge protection team and everybody else. They've run out of tricks because we know the tricks they're using, and they're running out of that stuff. Alrighty, let's see. We're got a couple of program notes. Just a reminder that tomorrow, Paul Craig Roberts will be on our show talking about all kinds of interesting stuff, and Jim Rogers on Thursday regarding LIBOR. And again, just on Friday, we're going to have the gentleman back from the Pure Filters talking about their water filtration system. They're a tremendous supporter of RBN and of WhatReallyHappened.com. And we're going to be talking about using this filter not on your tap water, but being able to use it to basically process found water. Because as the infrastructure collapses and city water is no longer available, you're going to have to find water from someplace, and it has to be made safe to drink. And the time to start planning for that is, like, right now. Okay. And by the way, if you have some of the seeds, if you haven't started your vegetable garden yet, you're already overdue. You know, better to have it and not need it than need it and not have it is really the advice you need to be following right now. Okay. Regarding the bombing in Bulgaria, the situation is getting stranger and stranger, and it's looking more and more like it was a false flag attack. Somebody got set up to be the patsy on which to blame this bombing so that Israel would have their excuse to go to war against Iran. The latest witness statements out of Bulgaria is the gentleman identified as the suicide bomber. They don't know who he is. They haven't found DNA matches anywhere. They know it wasn't really this guy from Guantanamo. But whoever it was, witnesses are saying he was speaking Russian fluently, like it was his first language. And we know, you know, all those gosh darn Hezbollah and how much they hate the Israelis. Certainly we know Putin hated the oligarchs, the money junkies, and he kicked them out and sent them back to Israel. So by golly, we got to blame this on Russia now. And so basically what it is, the actual facts on the ground continue to diverge rapidly from the official cover story. Of, you know, oh my goodness, it was Iran, it was Syria, it was Hezbollah, it was everybody that Israel wants the Americans to go clobber. Now, what the Bulgarian government is now saying, their investigation is indicating that the guy who was carrying the bomb didn't know he was carrying a bomb. The evidence is indicating that this was a small-time drug smuggler who thought he was smuggling drugs through the bus checkpoint through the airport. And we know this is a very, very common trick that Israel will use to create suicide bombings in wherever they do it. Hey, you, Arab person, I'll pay you $100 if you'll take this box of cookies. That's it. This gift-wrapped box of cookies has to go to my poor grandmother over there by the police station, and if you will deliver it for me and come back, I'll give you $100, and I'll pay you when you come back. And they take the box of cookies, and it blows up, and they have another suicide bombing. The bombing in London, the 7-7 tube bombing, we know that somebody pretending or possibly working for the security company running the drill was hiring Arab Muslims to carry backpacks on this security drill. And the people with those backpacks may not have realized those weren't fake bombs inside after all. We're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back. 800-313-9443. Stay tuned. We got a lot of stuff to go through today.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. a complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working Capital Cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
Yes, walk like an Egyptian. And if you happen to be in Egypt and you are Palestinian, you can walk across the border now. It's wide open. The siege of Gaza is down. You're not going to hear a lot about that on the American media because it is a major political disaster for both the United States and Israel that wanted to starve the Gazans into leaving Gaza. You need to remember, all the way back when before Ariel Sharon had his stroke, he made this sort of little nudge-nudge, wink-wink deal with the world. If the world would turn a blind eye to the continuing construction of illegal settlements in the West Bank, Israel would withdraw from Gaza and leave the Gazans to have that. And as soon as they did that little deal, I said, you wait. As soon as those settlements are built and are facts on the ground, Israel will find some way to go back in and somehow grab the territory. And the starvation blockade to starve the Gazans into leaving so that Israel could say, hey, it's empty ground. We're just going to go back in, bulldoze it, put up a new resort. And that's exactly what happened. So the new government of Egypt has opened the border, and Palestinians are coming and going. Food and medical supplies and other aid are pouring in. The siege is broken. And that is a tremendous victory for humanity in general. The idea that you cannot starve a group of people. You cannot take somebody's home and turn it into a concentration camp. If it was wrong for the Germans to do it to the Warsaw Ghetto, it is wrong for Israel to do it to Gaza. Now, getting back to this Bulgarian so-called terrorist, the Bulgarian government is now saying Their investigation is that the actual guy carrying the bomb may not have known he was carrying a bomb. It wasn't a suicide bomber. Remember when they showed the video of the guy wandering around the airport with a backpack? And I kept saying, this doesn't look like a guy who's on the verge of ending his own life. And apparently the Bulgarian government agrees with me. They're saying he was a drug smuggler. And he thought he was carrying a load of drugs through the border check. But it wasn't. It was a bomb. And we know this is a very favorite technique of Israel and presumably other countries to fake bombings. To hire somebody to deliver a package or do other some small errand, and the package you're carrying is explosive. And during the London 2 bombing, the 7/7 bombing, we got confirmation time and again that before the bombing, somebody was going through the Muslim Arab neighborhoods recruiting people to play act terrorists for a security drill. One of the guys they hired, who wound up, you know, being blown to bits, you know, had a brand new baby. That's not the kind of person who goes out and commits a suicide bombing. It's a guy who needed money. Somebody said, yeah, we'll give you a whole bunch of money. You can buy a new pram and a new crib and all the rest of that. Something I says, yeah, I need the money, man. I got this kid I got to take care of. And they said, here, take this backpack with a fake bomb and just go on the train and see if you can get on the train past the security drill, which we've already confirmed the security drill was underway. Only the fake bombs turned out to be real. And that's how they do it. That's how they fake all these suicide bombings. Somebody thinks they're being hired to deliver a package. You know, take these cookies over to my grandmother. I'll pay you when you get back. Boom. So that's the Bulgarian government's latest analysis of the situation. The Bulgarian Prime Minister Boyko Borisov has said there is no indication who it really was. There is no evidence whatsoever to point the finger of blame at anybody like Israel and the U.S. are trying to do to Iran. I'm sure Israel's point of view is, we're going to have the Americans destroy Iran anyway, just in case. Classic false flag. Classic false flag. Now, the U.S. likes to scream that Iran is the world's biggest exporter of terror on the basis of one other case. There was a bombing down in Buenos Aires 18 years ago that was blamed on Iran, again, with absolutely no evidence to link Iran to this bombing. And people are going back and taking a closer look at their, again, they're finding false trails, framing, false evidence, another classic case of a false flag terror attack. And whether we're talking about Buenos Aires or Bulgaria or the Levant affair or USS Liberty or the 9/11 or USS Cole, once you accept that Group A is willing to commit an act of terror to further their aims, and we're all encouraged to believe that all the time, then you have to accept that Group B is equally capable of carrying out that act of terror in order to blame on Group A. And the question always comes back down. Who benefits? Who gets what they want? Well, Israel and the U.S. want a war with Iran. And they don't have an excuse because nobody's buying this weapons of mass destruction and nuclear threat thing. Because we all remember what a total crock that was regarding Iraq. So they had to come up with something else. Oh, Iran blew up a bus full of Bulgarians. And there's no evidence to support that. And the evidence that is actually coming out on the ground is this was another false flag attack. Some would-be drug smuggler trying to make some money to, you know, keep touring around Europe or something, agreed to carry a package across the border, thought it was drugs, turned out to be explosives. I could just imagine the look of surprise on his face when that thing went off. But that's what we're dealing with here. It's another false flag. And they're going to continue and they're going to escalate. Because once a government, whether it's Israel or the United States, starts to use fear to control their population, they can't back off. They have to keep up the terror of their own people. If they ever stop, if they ever let the population calm down enough to start thinking rationally, the game is over. And so this Bulgarian bombing, tragically, will not be the last false flag. People are expecting false flags at the Olympics. There are indications there may be a false flag planned for one of the political conventions. These are going to continue to escalate until one of two things happens. Either the government for carrying out these false flag attacks collapse or are taken down, or they get the war that they want. Personally, I'm of the opinion that if we're going to wind up fighting in a war anyway, let us keep the freedom to decide for ourselves who the enemy of the American people actually is. Speaking of enemy of the people here, Mayor Bloomberg, pounding on this Colorado Batman shooting, is out there saying that the police should go on strike until Americans surrender all their personal firearms. Oh, Mayor, 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 talk about hoisting with your own petard. Do you know what would happen if the police just went away? No more parking tickets, no more towed cars, no more protesters being shot in the face, no more innocent people being gunned down. We already know the police don't actually have any impact on street crime. They're never there when the crime is happening. They show up after it's all over to clean up the bodies. We know that every year 1.6 million Americans thwart a crime with legally owned firearms. We'd be better off without the police, because they have demonstrated to themselves time and time again they're really completely ineffective against real crime. Their only purpose there is to enforce the traffic laws and to make sure the protesters aren't visible to the money junkies. So, yeah, go ahead, cops. Go out on strike. I'll take care of me and me. I've got my Hawken gun. That's a 50 cal. I've had to fend off a burglar once before with a firearm. I can do it again. This could really backfire on him. And mostly because right now in the United States of America, the police aren't well regarded. They aren't looked on with respect after all the brutality and everything. I think probably most Americans would agree with me. Yeah, go out on strike. Leave us alone for a change. We'd probably find we're getting on a lot better without you. Meanwhile, in a growing sign that the U.S. government is trying to prepare for an old-fashioned in-the-streets kind of revolution, which is not where this one's taking place, the Marine Corps is forming what they're calling law enforcement battalions. Now, the reason for this is the Marine Corps is legally exempt from posse comitatus, which is the legal principle that the United States is not allowed to put its own army in the streets of America to quell public disorder. It was one of the things going back to the British quartering of troops that led to the American Revolution. And so there was a principle saying there will be a civilian police department and the army just goes and screws up life for people in other countries. But the Marine Corps was exempt. And so now the Marine Corps is being reorganized into law enforcement battalions to control civil disturbances. And again, they're getting ready to fight the wrong revolution. They're getting ready to fight the old-fashioned kind of revolution. Because this revolution is virtual. It's in cyberspace. And we don't have to march into any cities or set fire to any public buildings to win this. In fact, to be very honest, the people setting fire to the public buildings work for the government in order to create the justification for repression and martial law. The United States of America is home to trillions of dollars in foreign investment. It's already starting to leak out. That's why the stock market's doing so bad. And it's held here. That money is held in the American banking system with this promise that the government has been keeping and proving that they can keep since the SNL bailout of the 1980s. That if you put your money in the United States of America, if you make money, you'll be allowed to keep it. And if you lose me, the taxpayers will be forced to cover the losses. That is the essence of a fascist economic state. And money junkies love fascism because it means the money flows only one way. There's literally a ratchet, a trapdoor, so the money will flow to them but never away. And that's why a lot of money is kept in the United States of America, even though we've lost our manufacturing, because they're just going to loot the American people to make all the foreign investors happy. That's why you've lost 40% of your net worth in the last 3 years. And all we have to do is stand up and say, no, we're not going to sign those checks anymore. And when the foreign investors hear that, they'll pull the money and it will all come crashing down and we don't have to fight any battles in the streets to do it. We'll be right back.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
An effective, 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. Heartandbody.com.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And some people in the chat room are saying that if Mayor Bloomberg wants Americans to surrender their guns, perhaps he should start with his own bodyguard. That's not going to happen. The attitude of the government is, you know, guns in the hands of the people are bad, you know, but I'm superior. I get a gun. Remember Dianne Feinstein from California was, you know, leading the charge on banning all guns, but she kept one in her purse because she's special. She's different. She needs protection where other people do not. Same reason the Department of Homeland Security is handing something like 90% of all the taxpayer grants are going to these Jewish organizations because they need protection. You don't. You can rely on the police. Somebody else in the chat room is saying we should have the cops basically carry only one bullet in their shirt pocket like Barney Fife. My goodness. Instead of all these weapons of war that they're pointing at everybody. Look at all the wrongful killings. I think, you know, the police have wrongfully murdered more Americans than the Colorado shooter did. And by the way, if this was intended to build support for gun control, it has cratered. Gun sales are up 41% in Colorado because the Coloradans understand the police utterly failed to do the job to stop this guy. They want to be able to shoot back. They want to be able to shoot back at guys whose brains have been melted down on SSRIs. They want to shoot back at, you know, invading druggies coming across the border from Mexico. They want to be able to shoot back at cops who are aiming at them wrongfully. Remember that law that was just passed saying that if the police are shooting at you and you know you're innocent and they got the wrong person, if you shoot back and kill them, you're off the hook. I think that's a very, very good law. Remember, the purpose of the Second Amendment is defense. Defense of the citizenry against invasion and against tyrannical central government. It's not about sport shooting and target shooting or even hunting. That was a given back when the Constitution and the Bill of Rights were being passed. Hunting was beyond all question. The Second Amendment is about military arms, reserving to the people the right to keep and bear arms equivalent to those held by the army itself. That's why they talk about security of a free state and a militia. And in the time of the Constitution, the militia were all able-bodied people, men, yes, they were sexist, able to keep and bear arms. So gun sales are up in Colorado, 41%. I imagine the same is true all across America. Every time the government tries to trick us out of our guns, people say, oh, time to get more guns. I was down at the gun store here locally, and I think the semi-automatic, still legal versions of the AKs are like $600 now. I guess it isn't too bad. All right, let's see. Getting over to the economy and in Europe. EU officials, the IMF is about to pull the plug on Greece. They're tired of pouring good money after bad. The people of Greece are saying, look, we're not going to pay off any more of these loans. Half the Greek debt was created out of thin air by Goldman Sachs and Papandreou playing games to look good to the EU, to hide the debt with currency swaps. And Goldman Sachs made a ton of money on the deal and dropped the losses onto the people of Greece. I guess this is what Lloyd Blankfein means by doing God's work. I guess it depends on which god he's worshiping. And so the IMF is saying, that's it. There's nothing more that we can do. We're not gonna loan any more money to Greece because they can't pay back what they've already borrowed. And more to the point, the Greek people don't feel they should have to pay it back. And the Greek people are correct. Christine Lagarde is wrong, and the people of Greece are correct. If the debt you are being told that you are a slave to was created for any other purpose than the betterment of your country, your streets, your homes, your schools, your hospitals, then you're off the hook. It's a recognized international principle called odious debt. And certainly this underhanded deal between Papandreou and Goldman Sachs qualifies as odious debt. And the Greek people said, we're not going to pay it. They don't really have anything left to pay it with anyway. So the contagion in Europe is spreading. Spain is basically acknowledging they've gone from recession to depression. Actually, the border is kind of blurry. They just throw the words around. They try and come up with new words for when the money junkies are really putting the screws to the ordinary people, because they don't want you to remember, ooh, if they use the word depression, people, oh, how bad it was in the 1930s. We're already past how bad it was in the 1930s. The true jobless rate in the depression of the 1930s was about 25 to 30%. We're above 40% now. We have gone way past the depression of the 1930s. They just don't want to call it that. They're going to call it a slump or a recession or a slowing. Just these kinder, gently fuzzy words that are not going to get your adrenaline going. You know, it's a defluffing of the economy. They're just getting desperate for some new euphemisms. The economy has locked up because the money junkies took all the real wealth of the nation and they've got it locked away in Wall Street and Washington, D.C. And they forgot that an economic system is a system and it works only when money is flowing freely at all levels of society. Wall Street basically tied a tourniquet around the neck of America so that all the blood would stay in the brain so they could feel really good, and the rest of the body is dying and the brain is wondering what the heck is going on. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Natural Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we're talking about the Eurozone and the financial collapse there. I guess they're making book over there whether Italy or Spain is going to leave the Eurozone first. And it really doesn't matter. They're just sort of going back. And the reason that these countries are going to have to leave the Eurozone could be Spain, could be Greece, if the IMF is pulling the plug. It's because the country no longer has the money to finance their continuing operations, and as long as they're locked into the common currency, they're trapped by that private central bank that by design creates more debt than it creates money with which to pay the debt. So the only way to survive is to cut loose, go back to being an independent nation, and run your own economy for the betterment of your own nation instead of some globalist, fascist financial fantasy that's out there. Give you the ability to, if necessary, devalue your currency in order to bring outside investment back in and revive your economy. And it's only a matter of time before it happens. It's only a matter of time. And when it does, when the first nation that leaves the Eurozone, whether it's Greece or Spain or Italy or who knows, all those investors who bought those credit default swaps against Europe's debt, will see the departure of these nations as defaulting because they can't pay their debt. And they're going to show up on Wall Street, which recklessly sold these credit default swaps without maintaining cash reserves to pay claims. And these investors are going to demand payment. And because Wall Street, like AIG, did not keep cash reserves to cover claims, they're not prepared to pay. Which may explain why there are barricades built right into the sidewalks in Wall Street. When I was there last September for the 9/11 anniversary, and I was walking around Wall Street because, you know, just wanted to sort of tour, you know, the center of evil in the United States of America and stick my finger in the nose of that bull. And I noticed the big, huge metal barricades to block off Wall Street and protect it from rioting, they're built in to the sidewalks. It's not temporary. They don't bring them out from a truck. They're literally in the sidewalk. Push a button, boom, the walls go up. And I guess now we know why. While Tony Blair is out there saying, don't hang the bankers, which lets us know that that's exactly what we're thinking about. And I'm in agreement with Tony Blair. Let's not hang the bankers. It's too good for them. Let's hang, draw, and quarter them. Burn the bodies and have a dog pee on the ashes. That's a beginning right there. Now, the special inspector general in charge of the Troubled Asset Relief Program, TARP, the bank bailouts, otherwise known as the Congressional Investment Relief Act, wrote an editorial for Bloomberg saying Americans should lose faith in their government. They should deplore the captured politicians and regulators who distributed tax dollars to the banks without insisting they be accountable. The American people should be revolted by a financial system that rewards failure and protects those who drove it to the point of collapse and will undoubtedly do so again. Only with this appropriate and justified rage can we hope for the type of reform that will one day break our system free from the corrupting grasp of the megabanks, which is another word for the money junkies. So even the guy overseeing TARP was saying the system is totally screwed up. It's rigged against you. Government and financial corporations are aligned against the ordinary people. That is the classic definition of a fascist government. Now, financial writers are coming forward to say that after its complete discrediting by the rigging, that the LIBOR has to go. It has to go, and of course, its demise is going to trigger a great deal of confusion and chaos in the financial markets because they need that benchmark. They need to agree on a new benchmark, and the challenge is going to be getting everybody to agree on what that benchmark should be and how it should be calculated. I disagree. The real challenge will be getting banks and investors and borrowers to agree not to screw around with the new benchmark as they did the old. See, that's the problem. The financial corporations are going to rig everything they can get away with rigging. In the face of a government that looks the other way, a new benchmark is not going to solve the problem. They'll just rig that one. So we need to hang, draw, and quarter the CEOs, the top management, not some low-level clerk who's going to be thrown into the fire to appease the masses, send him into the arena to be torn apart by a lion so the masses will say, yes, Caesar loves us, and we'll go home. We need to put the CEOs of the financial corporations that rigged the LIBOR into jail. And here is why we should. Corporations will protect their officials against normal vicissitudes of economic fate. If you're a CEO in a corporation and your corporation goes out of business and hideously into debt because of the normal course of business, because somebody else comes out with a better product, your personal wealth is protected by the corporation. That's the advantage of having a corporation. You know, your home, your car will not be attached to pay off the debts of the corporation. But that's only if the corporation was in compliance with the law. If you are committing criminal activity, you are not protected. Those CEOs of those financial institutions that were rigging the LIBOR should be in jail. It is criminal felony fraud. It is price fixing. They need to go to jail. They need to wear the orange jumpsuits. They need to be sharing a cell with some big, burly guy who lost his motorcycle repair shop when the LIBOR went the wrong way. That's justice. Now, Ellen Brown is basically out there forecasting that the too big to fail banks may have hit the Titanic iceberg. They're called the LIBOR. Because whatever sweet little bailout deal the government does, whatever the Department of Justice decides to do with the LIBOR executives, they'll probably let them walk the way they did that human trafficking ring. You know, because we can't guarantee a prosecution, even with three guilty pleas, we're just going to have to let them go. They'll do exactly the same thing to the money junkies on Wall Street. But the civil lawsuits are piling up. And there is nothing in the Constitution of the United States of America that allows the federal government to come in and block a civil litigation against the money junkies. And the lawyers are already into a feeding frenzy. They're biting the fins off of each other, trying to get to the head of this thing. Now, a report just came out, federal report, admitting that the seven largest U.S. banks have created thousands of subsidiaries, 14,000 subsidiaries just since 1991, that are basically used to skirt regulations and taxes. It's the only reason they exist. These companies exist only on paper and a post box. And they move money around and they shuffle it around to keep things so complicated and obfuscated that nobody can find out how much tax they really own. And as a result, these financial corporations that have become billionaires at the expense of the American people are paying hardly any taxes at all, or in some cases, they're not paying any taxes, period, end of discussion. Billions and trillions of dollars pouring into these banks, they're not paying any taxes. This game playing, and the U.S. government looks the other way, throws up its hands and saying, we can't sort out this mess, the heck with it, you know. Another little way the money junkies are having a problem or other giving us a problem, if you have traveled recently by air, and my wife and I just did when we went to Cincinnati for the World Choir Games, on your ticket, there's a little thing called the fuel surcharge. In other words, there's this little added item where you're billed separately for the amount of fuel it's going to cost to take you where you're going. And it's a way of the ticket prices going up and down, and the airlines say, it's not us, it's the fuel cost. Well, a study by Carson Wagonlit Travel has shown that fuel surcharges by U.S. airlines have gone up 53% in the last year, while the fuel prices for the jet fuel have only increased 24%. So they're gouging you again and blaming it on the fuel prices. Out here in Hawaii, our electric bill, I mean, we've cut our electric usage way, way down. We've gone to all, you know, LED lights. We're not even using the CFCs anymore. No more cathode ray tubes. It's all high efficiency this and high efficiency that. And on the little monthly usage chart, it shows our electric usage is declining. And yet the bill keeps going up higher and higher. Why? Oh, it's that fuel surcharge. That's the bit. It's just looting the people under any excuse. Another bad economic indicator, Cisco is laying off 1,300 employees in their latest cutback, about 2% of their entire working force being laid off here. The U.S. Census data is the worst in the last half century. 100 million Americans in the United States are living in poverty. 100 million, 30%. Now, there's this little chart that somebody put up, world median worth. In other words, looking at various nations around the world, the average citizen of those countries, what is their net worth in real wealth? And following along the line of that newsroom screed about how America isn't the greatest nation on earth any longer, this chart is worth looking at. Because the U.S. median worth is not at the top of the list. It's not even second. It's not even third. It's all the way down there, almost at the very bottom. the United States of America, average citizen's median worth is lower than Germany, Taiwan, Israel, the Dutch, New Zealand, Spain, Finland, Norway, Canada, France, Ireland, Switzerland, Great Britain, Japan, Italy, and Australia, with Australia topping the list. The only countries on this survey we beat out were Sweden and Denmark. And most of that decline in our median worth is over the last 3 years. 40% of your net worth got sucked into the Wall Street money junkies' scams and frauds. 33% of American colleges are on an unsustainable financial path, which is a euphemism for they're going to go out of business. Even with the high cost of education and certainly the high cost of student loans, or maybe because of it, fewer and fewer people are going to school. And there's certainly less and less government financial support for schools because they want you to have to borrow money to go to school. And now one-third of our colleges are heading to shutting down for financial reasons. We're going to grab a phone call. Dan in Texas, aloha. Dan, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. Your statement earlier regarding there being nothing to prevent the people from suing these folks civilly.
Mm-hmm.
And correct me if I'm wrong. In the mortgage scandals in which all this criminal fraud was committed, I know the government passed legislation that retroactively made it not criminal. But did they not also block the civil suits?
No, they didn't. They're trying to. They're trying to get everybody to settle quietly out of court because the goal of the policy set in 2008 was to not allow the American financial system as a whole to suffer damage to its credibility and trustworthiness in the eyes of the world. It didn't work, you know, but that was the policy. But there are civil suits that are taking place against all of these banks that use the mortgage electronic registration system. They're being hit with tax avoidance cases. A lot of those got headed off by Obama's foreclosure settlement. But private civil suits, you know, are starting to work their way through the court system.
All right.
And,
well,
they're hoping that the judges will simply rule from the bench that you can't sue the mortgage companies. But in basis, the federal government does not have the legal authority to stop a civil lawsuit. They can intervene criminally.
Right.
You know, they can say, we've decided we don't want these people to be arrested and go to jail. They can do that legally, but they can't go in and say, you can't sue your neighbor because he hit your car and wrecked it.
Right.
They can't do that.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Which is not to say political pressure won't be brought to bear to try and keep these lawsuits minimum, and certainly the media is not going to report that. Might give other people who got their homes taken fraudulently bad ideas of going out and suing their banks. And we can't do that. We have to protect those banks. Those poor hardworking bankers. They've had so much trouble, we have to feel sorry for them. Oh, my goodness, those bankers. All the anti-Semites hate them, or whatever it is they're going to use here. By the way, speaking of protecting the bankers, you're going to love this one. Over in Great Britain, One of their ministers of government there, not religious minister, government minister, David Gowk, claimed that paying cash is morally wrong. Says anybody who is paying their local tradespeople with cash, they're as bad as tax avoiders. Because the government can't keep an eye on what they're spending. And more to the point, if you're using plastic to pay your bills, the banks get a piece of the action. And they're trying to sell the same thing here. I mean, you know, for the people who can't actually qualify for a credit card, they have the prepaid card. In other words, you'll go and you'll give the bank $100 and they'll give you a card with $100 on it, less a handling fee. Why not just keep the $100 and pay cash? Oh, no, because cash is bad. We equate cash with terrorism and drug dealing and underhanded behavior. You must have all your financial transactions go through the bankers so that they can get a penny every time you buy a newspaper. Or nickel every time you take your wife out to, you know, for an ice cream. You know, got to have a piece of the action. Like the mafia, we get a piece of the action. Everything you do, you're not allowed to do anything. We get a piece of the action. That's the new model of the banking enterprises. Because, you know, those poor bankers, they can't screw us anymore because of the LIBOR. They have to find another way to take money from us. And so now they're trying to say that if you pay cash, you are morally evil and wrong and on the same level as terrorists and drug dealers. Talk about desperation on the cusp of madness. But there's an even more extreme not to mention lame, claim being put out there to try and keep this global fascist dictatorship going a little bit longer. They're now saying that if the European Union falls, a new Hitler will come to power. This is from Jeffrey Roberts. He's saying, you know, this rise of this idea of nationalism in Europe, that's a warning sign that the Nazis are coming back and we'll have Hitler and Auschwitz and all this stuff. We've got to prop up the European Central Bank by any means necessary. This one just pegged the lame-o-meter. We're going to take a break for commercials. I'll elucidate further when we come back.
I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Hey there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at slashpower123.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at slashpower123.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to slashpower123.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at slashpower123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's slashpower123.com.
Tonight. Women and children alike. And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And so we're talking about this Jeffrey Roberts, who's putting out this idea that unless we're all willing to throw what is left of our wealth at the European Central Bank to preserve the European Union, that Hitler will rise from the grave and stride across the world doing Hitler stuff. Of all the excuses given by the globalist banking cartel as to why we should allow them to perpetuate their corrupt predations upon the populace, this one has to rank as the lamest of all. In fact, it's an Olympic gold medal in lame. Basically, Jeffrey's saying, yeah, we forced a Ponzi scheme banking system on you, but if you don't let us get away with it, Hitler is going to get you. Now, Europe is not being nationalist. They are being regionalist. They want a restoration of the national borders, which protected them from financial fraud perpetrated in foreign banking centers. Fraud like the Wall Street's mortgage-backed securities fraud, the rigging of LIBOR. It is not a bad thing to want to erect walls around your own country to protect it. In the eyes of the globalists, of course, this is a bad thing. The idea was they realized they couldn't bring a global government into existence all at the same time. So they were going to do it in steps. There was going to be the European Union, and there was going to be the North American Union. And after they had five or six unions, they'd merge them all together so that nobody would realize we now had a global government. Of course, the problem is they got greedy. As soon as they built these unions, the first thing they did was shackle them to another private central bank, issuing the public currency as a loan at interest. And that's why the European Union is falling apart. And all the money junkies' horses and all the money junkies' men aren't going to be able to put it back together again. So now they're waving Nazis at us if we don't go along with their scams any longer. Going to grab a phone call here. Rod, and I don't have a location you're calling from. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Rod, this is Rod from São Paulo, Brazil. Aloha.
Ah, okay. Aloha, Nui Nui.
Hey, it's funny because here in Brazil we have a name brand that says Pacalolo. And I had no idea what that meant. Everywhere in
it's,
all
it's
the time.
It's the Hawaiian word for the illegal smokables.
Yeah, that's funny. Anyways, I just want to make a comment that I think is a suggestion for you guys. Why don't you just petition there your congresspeople, whatever, your president, to change the name of United States of America to United States of Israel and wipe off all those little stars that you have in your flag and put in a big old six-pointed star over there. And I think you'll be better. You'll be better off because at least you have the health care. You have a decent lifestyle.
No. Wait a minute. You got to look a little more carefully at Israel because in Israel only certain people have adequate health care and a decent lifestyle, and everybody else is on the other side of the wall.
Yeah, but we're
already doing that in the United States. That's why DHS is handing out all the grants, mostly to Jewish organizations. We're already there at that two-tiered society. We'll be back after station identification.
On the color.